We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Solid Verbal.
The Solid Verbal.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. My name is Ty Hildebrandt, that fine gentleman over there. Still the one, the only, the incomparable Dan Rubenstein, sir. How are you?
I'm great. It is not a Toyota-thon month. It is not a happy Honda days? Is that what... You know what this is, Ty. It is a December to remember. Am I missing? Does anybody else? Who does the giant bow? That's Lexus.
That's Lexus. To remember, yeah, not right? A sponsor. Could be.
Not a sponsor. Could be. I don't know if Infiniti does anything. I don't know if Mercedes. I don't know if Aston Martin wants to get in the business of the Solid Verbal. I don't know if either one of us could handle that much car.
Is that the one with the wing doors or the doors that open with like reverse hinges?
I think that might be a Maz. Okay. It might be the Maserati.
I have a Mazda, so
same.
From my standpoint, this is all new.
Yes. Either way, we've had, I don't know, a grip of bowl games to discuss. We have other news that we can get into if you'd like, and we have gift suites to delve into. I don't know if you've like made a like. Do you have a gift guide for people? Like, we can just review the things that you've received or given in 2021. That you're like, hey, this was a really good gift. Like, you should get this titanium spatula for all of your loved ones.
Sure.
But also, I have prepared a list of 5 gifts that I would like. Santa Claus? That's stupid. I would like Santa to deliver to some college football teams, programs, whatever, to the sport itself, that you can then evaluate as good gift, amazing gift, dud of a gift, coal, whatever. But either way, I am proposing that Santa's
coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
Deliver on some much needed presents for some teams who could use just a little bit of a smile at the end of 2021 heading into 22.
Well, it's good you're in the giving spirit. It is that time of year. I wasn't feeling quite as generous as you.
Oh, no.
So I am not prepared. I know. I am not as prepared to give out gifts, but I can give a gift to the Verballerhood.
Uh-oh.
Because as we normally do now with our competing soundboards, I was able to go and find, and I couldn't believe this is real. I did not make this.
Okay.
Somebody's got a Gus Johnson version of Santa.
Oh, ho!
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Oh, ho!
That was a freebie that I found in the internet. With
Thank
the appropriate
you.
Level of gusto, just 2 ho-hos.
Was that gusto intentional, what you just said? Or was that just a happy accident?
I think that was a happy accident, but it actually kind of works.
Great.
So yeah, we're going to be in the giving spirit. We're going to talk through some of the bowls that were. We're not going to get to all of them because we're recording on a weird schedule with it being the holidays and whatnot. Merry Christmas Eve to you, wherever this may find you. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Solid Verbal. We're going to go through those bowl games. We also did finally find a list of all the bowl swag that's out there, which, you know, annual rite of passage. We have to go through that. And then we'll get to your gifts, Dan, I promise. We'll unwrap those gifts that you have generously purchased for some of the teams and entities around college football. Don't forget, if you are listening, do us a solid and subscribe / rate / review the podcast wherever it is that you find us, be it Apple, be it Spotify. Every little bit helps. Don't forget to go on out and check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/the Solid Verbal. We're posting more frequently out there. And of course, verballers.com is where you can get access to bonus content that we put out on an ongoing weekly basis, as well as early access to this show, all of our shows, and get video versions of this show, every show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And last but certainly not least, solidgiveaway.com is where you can go and throw your name in the hat, get your hat in the ring to win that signed Desmond Howard mini helmet, which we're going to give out after the national championship. So still a couple weeks to get in on the fun. We got a bunch of folks entering, thousands upon thousands of entries to get that Dez signed mini helmet, Dan.
Absolutely. That's a mouthful. That's plenty. You want to talk about bowl games that have happened?
I do.
Do you have thoughts? Do you have notes? Do you have opinions? Because I've watched a bunch of them.
Yeah, I have all of them. It was made a little rocky at first because of the YouTube TV thing.
They solved that.
They solved it. But for a day at least, it was a little unclear as to how we'd be watching the bowl games. And yes, I borrowed Mama H's cable login.
Not Mama H's, but my parents, yeah.
How many of the bowl games thus far did you watch?
In their entirety, probably 4 or 5, something like that. I mean, some of them were out of hand, where you're just like, meh, I'm good.
Why don't we start at the very beginning here?
Okay.
So we previewed every game minus the Celebration Bowl, and I can assure you that was an accident. I don't know if I have much to talk about regarding that game, other than to say it was part of our Winter Wonders Bowl confidence pool.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't preview it, but I think nearly everybody, like 97% of the public, went with Jackson State, because why wouldn't you go with Jackson State?
Correct.
Jackson State with Coach Prime, they're on top of the world, they flipped Travis Hunter, they won 11 games, like, come on! Come on, they're going against South Carolina State. They won 6 or 7 games, whatever.
Right.
Guess who just got murdered?
31-10. 44 points for me right out the window.
42 for the D-man.
So not a good start to bowl season in that regard. But otherwise, I feel like I've done okay.
Good.
I did call the Middle Tennessee win over Toledo, by the way.
Didn't have that. By the way, if you're betting against MAC teams, good on you. I tried to sell people on betting against the MAC, and I myself did not. I mean, I bet against Northern Illinois with Winter Wonders pretty highly. But no, I never listened to my own advice. It's real dumb.
Bahamas Bowl, we had Middle Tennessee 31-24 over Toledo. This is the first game, the first FBS game. This was played on December the 17th at high noon. It was a Friday, last Friday. Middle Tennessee put this one on ice. They had 17 points in the fourth quarter here. A really strong final frame for the Blue Raiders. They took home not only the trophy, but a pair of board shorts, an ice shaker bottle, a beach towel. Of course, it's the Bahamas Bowl, Dan.
Yeah.
A string backpack, a lapel pin, and an additional item to be determined.
Maybe it's a big green egg. Not a sponsor, could be. Yeah. Okay, that's not bad. All things considered, you're in the Bahamas. I mean, the sort of gift is hopefully getting to spend some time in the Bahamas, in the sun, in the sand, in the water.
That's the gift. I mean, that's the... You're coming from Middle Tennessee and Toledo, going to the Bahamas, going to Nassau. Come on. What are we talking
about?
Pretty
good. Here? Not too bad. And you get home for the holidays at the same time. That's nice.
The Tail Greeter Cure Bowl. This is actually a good game.
It was.
This is a good game. I had a lot of points on this one. I was sweating it out, baby. I was sweating out the shots here. Coastal ended up winning 47-41 over Northern Illinois. But Northern Illinois got screwed. Did you see the end of this game?
I did. Why do you think they were screwed?
Well, there were 7 seconds left. It was 4th and 1 inside the 10. Northern Illinois got the conversion, but like nobody knew it. The refs didn't really communicate it, and it was unclear if it was a completed pass, if he was inbounds, if it was incomplete, whatever. And by the time they kind of got themselves situated, guys are walking around not knowing what the hell's going on. By the time they finally get up to the line and snap the thing, I don't even think they got the snap off. It had just hit zero. And the clock runs out. Northern Illinois, their offense came to play. They acquitted themselves, I thought, quite well in this game. But because of that snafu at the end, it felt like they kind of got jobbed.
I guess, yeah.
Coastal wins, but the Huskies take one, a tough one on the chin here.
Yeah, they both ran the hell out of the ball. Grayson McCall had a good day through the air. There was some nice, I guess, trickery from Coastal at times. And yeah, NIU was back and forth. NIU was up later on-ish in the game. I think they were up 2 pretty late in the game. But yeah, that late fumble, the end of the game thing, it's just, you know, they had the opportunity and we got entertainment out of it, which is a big win.
All right. They got a hoodie, a long sleeve dry fit t-shirt. I don't know how I feel about those.
Really?
That's kind of like that tech wear that you get if you run like a 5K.
Yeah, but if you're into running, if you're into working out during the wintertime, if you live somewhere cold, getting a hoodie and a dry fit long sleeve shirt, that's not the worst.
A flex fit performance hat. I do like those, sort of one size fits all. The deluxe duffel bag, which you can always use a good duffel bag.
Always.
A wireless power bank. Now you're speaking my language.
Oh, I mean, that's a key item to always, basically always have with you, have in your car, have in your backpack as you navigate life in 2022. I'm with it.
And the ice shaker bottle. This is the second consecutive game where we got the ice shaker bottle. I don't know what that is. Can you look that up?
I'm looking it up. Ice shaker bottle.
Ice shaker is capitalized, which leads me to believe it's a specific brand.
It looks like it's Yeti-ish. Double wall vacuum insulated bottle will hold ice for over 30 hours in a 75 degree room when filled with just ice, and the 36 ounce will hold, and then I'm not clicking the link, but it looks like it was a Shark Tank product, that it was an especially insulating, not a sponsor, could be, piece of drinkware, a tumbler of sorts. So
okay,
I guess I shouldn't name the brand, but it's, you know, one of these right here. You can probably see the brand if you're watching it, but they're great. If you like cold water, they're pretty amazing.
Let's go over to the Independence Bowl. This is a good game.
Yes.
UAB 31, BYU 28. Mano a mano on the ground, Dan, between Dwayne McBride and Tyler Algier. McBride goes for 183 and a touch. Algier 192 and 3 touches, but came down to the wire. Trey Shropshire. Shropshire? Whatever. He didn't shrop the ball. Ha ha.
Don't.
Hauled in a 14-yard touchdown pass from Dylan Hopkins to give UAB the lead with 6 minutes and 17 seconds left. They're able to hold on to knock off BYU again, 31-28. In addition to the trophy, they took home a gift suite, Fossil Watch, a new era beanie, and a commemorative football.
Yeah, this was Baylor Romney getting the start at quarterback, right, for BYU, not a beat-up Jaron Hall. Both teams ran the hell out of the ball. They absolutely did. This was a good game to watch. Ultimately, it is UAB who was able to get more stops. And another game in which the better defense by, I suppose, some different metrics wins out. And so I had UAB. I thought it was going to be a good game and didn't realize it was going to be this close, but really strong, strong watch here.
Let's go over to the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. This is the one that I picked wrong. Remember, I was in on Marshall. I'm saying, let's go with the Thundering Herd.
Overestimating Conference USA. Classic.
I picked Marshall. I was feeling good. They were up, 21-16 going into the fourth quarter. Not looking good, but they were winning. Okay. They were winning by 5.
They couldn't throw the ball at all game long.
No.
And that's been the strength of the Billy Napier era Ragin' Cajuns, is that pass defense. Yeah.
And then Marshall imploded. Their offense gained 15 yards in the fourth quarter. The Ragin' Cajuns rip off 20 unanswered points. As good for them, man. They put the cherry on top of a 13-1 season. Just awesome for them. 36-21 is the final. They win the New Orleans Bowl. take home a Fossil watch as well as a gift suite.
All things considered, strong finish to the season. Obviously, Marshall with the first-year head coach. You get to a bowl game, something to build on. So, yeah, good for Louisiana to finish off the season in style as the interim now becomes the full-time head coach for Louisiana.
Boca Raton Bowl. Western Kentucky, 59, App State, 38. Wow.
Yes, sir.
A lot of offense here. Well over 1,200 total yards. But let's start with our boy. Do you have the sappy sound?
I may not have it at the ready because of the Mario show we did, unfortunately. Sorry.
Zappy goes for 422 and six. Six touchdowns in this game. Three to his fellow transfer, Jareth Stearns, who went for 13 grabs and 184 yards and three touchdowns. App State, for their part, was also a machine on offense, but they just couldn't keep pace. Western is too good on offense, and Bailey Zappy, just as you said, had everybody open. They take the Boca Bowl. They get the trophy. They also get a gift suite. Quite a way for Bailey Zappy to go out, set a bunch of records on his way out the door. I hope for his sake, look, he's now a friend of the podcast.
Sure.
That he's going to get some love from the NFL. I don't know how high he'll go. We'll talk about that in due time. But I would hope that he'd at least get a couple looks because he put together a hell of a season.
Yeah, this was a quiet middle eight performance, by the way, from Western Kentucky, a defense that has been a little bit maligned. They had to win a bunch of shootouts this year, but they won them for the most part, especially after the non-conference part of their schedule. But they get it was some combination of a fumble and a punt right at the beginning of the second half and at the end of the first half. So quietly, that's what helped to pace the win because the offense has not been the issue this year. And so for App State, who was running the hell out of the ball all game long, and Chase Bryce had a nice game, it was really, I think, the defense that helped to separate the tops from Boone, North Carolina's finest.
New Mexico Bowl, Fresno State 31, UTEP 24. Fresno leaned on Jordan Mims, who went for a 165 and two touchdowns on the ground. Close game the whole way. Really close game the whole way. Fresno got the job done. But I came out of this thinking the future is pretty damn bright for UTEP because UTEP was sort of an unexpected success story in 2021. And next year they bring back their quarterback, their running back, their wide receiver, you know, to put in the kind of year that the Miners did this season. I can't emphasize enough, was sort of unexpected. So good on them. Yep. Fresno takes home the trophy, a gift suite. They got a new coach, new old coach next year with Jeff Tedford coming back after a brief hiatus. And I think the future looks bright for them as well. So a good story all around here in the New Mexico Bowl.
Yes, absolutely. And UTEP was led by defense, which is a great sign of things to come if they can get things together on the other side of the ball. Effort is there, talent is there, and at a place that's found it to be very difficult to become a bowl team, UTEP and the players have a lot to be proud of.
Lending Tree Bowl, Dan, 'tis the season.
Of course.
Liberty, 56. Eastern Michigan, 20. This game was an absolute disaster for Eastern Michigan's defense.
Yeah, bet against the MAC.
Oh, my God. They could not stop anything here.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a very sweet pick six in this game early for Liberty, followed up by what I would classify as a super doink on an extra point. I don't know if you saw this.
I think I read about it on Twitter that like a backup kicker or something was brought in when he launched a kick at 1,000 miles an hour. I think Roger Sherman, our buddy from The Ringer, tweeted about it.
The only thing that I personally have as a point of comparison here is on the golf course, sometimes you just accidentally have a little bit of a pull. It's a little bit lower than you expect. Like you pull a stinger and you just hit a tree. Not on the side, not on the branch, but just square in the middle of the trunk.
Yeah.
And it just bounces right back at your head. That's sort of what happened here with this super doink. Otherwise, Liberty was all over Eastern Michigan.
Yep.
No answer for Malik Willis here, as they win again by a pretty sizable margin, 36 points, 56 to 20. They take home the vaunted Lending Tree trophy as well as a gift suite.
Yeah, Eastern was one of those teams where like they lost to Ball State and this year's version of Ohio. And I just, it was a very I mean, look, they won the games to become bowl eligible. I think Bill C. mentioned it on the show, ESPN's Bill Connolly, that, like, look, yes, they're a bowl team, but also they're kind of not. So that made me feel good about rolling with Liberty, who was really running the hell out of the ball this year and did so against Eastern Michigan.
Two other games very quickly. The Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Between Utah State and Oregon State. Utah State, man, say what you will, but they play hard for Blake Anderson, who has also
been a great job. Yeah.
A huge success story in year one. Utah State, the Aggies, did a great job on defense. They held down Oregon State. Oregon State was something like 4 of 12 on third downs, just could not get into any kind of rhythm. They had 13 penalties. BJ Baylor held down, had 78 yards, 20 of which came on a singular rush. Other than that, he averaged slightly below 3.5 per carry. So Utah State came to play on defense in particular. They take home the vaunted Jimmy Kimmel trophy, which we had talked about time and time again, really all season.
Did you see the clips from this game? Did you see Jimmy Kimmel marching with like his clarinet from high school with one of the marching bands? Did you see the puking Jimmy Kimmel mascot? They had a mascot, some sort of, I don't know what kind of animal it was, like a donkey type, but they had the Jimmy Kimmel beard and tie and puked outside of the stadium. Jimmy Kimmel launched a shirt with like an actual cannon outside, like of SoFi Stadium. He launched it so hard. And look, I was prepared for antics in a good way. Jimmy Kimmel took this game, other than forgetting which teams were playing on his show.
Minor detail.
But he had players come on the show. Like, I thought he dedicated creative brain power to this game in a positive way. And it was cool to see. I mean, it's a big NFL stadium for these programs. And you're right, Utah State with a hell of a year for Blake Anderson. Some shaky moments for sure. But by the way, Oregon State came out in this game with just like the wristband from the gods. Like, look, their opening drive, it's not worthy of Dvorak, but 12-yard run, 39-yard pass, 20-yard run. And I've told this story before about a friend of a friend who was very successful with the ladies opening week of college and was like, this is going to be the greatest 4 years of my life. And it just wasn't in that regard. Oregon State didn't get in the end zone after that, did they?
No.
So, man, it's a rough way to be a fan, to watch your team absolutely demolish a defense on the opening drive. I'm like, well, that's it. That was everything, guys. We emptied the clip.
Here's what I like about this.
Yeah.
Outside of winning the vaunted Jimmy Kimmel trophy, they've actually given us some brand names here. What else these guys took home?
Hit me.
Get the Google machine ready. I need to get some intel on these.
Oh, well, it's ready.
A JR-286 duffel bag.
Okay.
JR-286.
Looks very good.
A bump box with two X's. Bluetooth speaker.
Bump box speaker. Two X's you said, or one X?
Two. You need two.
So it's sort of a retro boombox looking Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
Like,
I'm okay
like
with
a do the right thing, kind of like old Brooklyn. Like, looks cool.
Maui Jim sunglasses. We're familiar with Maui Jim. Maui Jim's been a fixture in bowl season.
Mm-hmm.
Get the commemorative football, the water bottle, the gift card with a value not specified.
Okay. That's great, though. That's pretty solid. You get to spend some time touring the sites in California and LA. Probably get to go to a taping of Jimmy Kimmel Live. It's a big win.
And finally, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Tulsa 30, ODU 17. ODU ran back the opening kick, 100 yards.
Did see that clip.
Fired up. And from that point forward, they pretty much got destroyed.
Yeah.
30-10, they were outscored the rest of the way. Tulsa, really good on defense. That's been their MO. And ODU couldn't get much of anything going. But I think in and of itself for ODU after the year off in 2020 to go to a bowl game, to run back the opening kick, all gravy for Ricky Ronnie. He did a good job this season.
Yeah, never been to Myrtle Beach. Would be open to going. Seems like a place that would have a lot of options to eat coconut shrimp.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been to Broadway at the beach.
It's nice?
Yeah, it was great. We unfortunately went in the dead of summer, which when you tee off at 7:30 in the morning and your hands are sweating so badly that you can't hold on to the golf club, it sort of ruins the experience. So maybe I'll go in March next time.
Yeah, that's cornstarch weather. If you know, you know.
They took home not only the vaunted Myrtle Beach Bowl trophy, but a gift suite, fossil watch, big game autograph football, and another ice shaker, capital I, capital S, bottle.
Hydration Nation, we're all members, all citizens.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That does it for our bowl recaps. Again, yes, we're recording this on a Tuesday. It's not going up till Friday. There are a couple games between now and then. We'll get to those a little later on this year, at some point next week. We also have in front of us a listing of other bowl gifts. It took longer than usual to get these out, but the fine folks at 24/7, the fine folks over at SI.com, have diligently put together the lists here of what was made available to the public and what some of these guys are going to get. Do you want to start going through that? How do we want to go through
this
list?
Yeah, so SI ranked them. So I can go down from 5 to 1 in terms of the best gifts.
Okay.
The best bowls for gifts. So the ServPro First Responder Bowl between Air Force and Louisville, they'll take home access to a gift suite, Action Face, which was your nickname in high school.
Big time.
Action Face personalized figure. That's, I would love, like, you know how Dwight had his little custom bobble? I'd love that. An Anchor phone charger, always good. And a commemorative football. I think that's quite solid, ServPro. Whatever.
Yeah.
First
okay.
responder bowl.
It says the company uses a 3D printer to build a personalized action figure for each player. So
love that.
You hope that this doesn't turn into like a Cristiano Ronaldo bust situation where looks like a monster version of yourself.
There's going to be some random left guard who's going to look like a velociraptor, and that's okay. That's part of the fun of a 3D printed version of yourself. The Tech Slayer Bowl, you get Maui Jim sunglasses, a fossil watch, a waterproof Bluetooth speaker. That was very difficult to say. Noise-canceling headphones, a power bank, and a Tile Bluetooth wireless tracker.
Okay, so Tile, not a sponsor, could be. But
yep.
You've used the Tile. Does it work?
I've used the Tile and I've used the AirTags, yeah.
Which works better?
The AirTags work a little bit better in terms of leaving the home, like the radius that you have. But maybe Tile has a version of that now that does that. I'd love for the AirTag the phone to play a louder sound than it does. Tile really, they really blast. Like if you put it on your keys or wherever, it really blasts a high piercing, shrilly sound. So they both work pretty well. I think you have to replace batteries in each at some point, like the nickel, you know, the ion type batteries. But the AirTag is nice because they both work with your phone. They're both good. I would say if you are a forgetful, haphazard person or you have one for a spouse, they're pretty great. They're pretty great because nothing is worse than like, I have to go. Where are the keys? Oh, they might be at the bottom of a laundry pile and I would have no idea. So this is it's a pretty clutch gift.
I need to get like 10 of these and just put them around the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we got?
The Easy Post Hawaii Bowl electronics. Yeah, Memphis and Hawaii players are getting access to a gift suite, an electronics gift suite to be certain, sunglasses and a backpack, Kahala Aloha shirt, beach towel, and swim trunks.
You need the Aloha shirt. You got to, I mean, you're going to the Hawaii Bowl.
I've talked about this before, and I will talk about it again. I cannot wait to get to the age. I'm not going to go full Hawaiian shirts, but I might. But I'm going to go the printed button-down shirts, the loose-fitting, soft fabric. I don't know at what point it will be, but I'm very much a person who anticipates this for myself and respect people who have looks, right? We're like, okay, this guy's coming to our party. I know how he's going to look. Or I appreciate if you're going to be somebody who is just like, yeah, he is going to wear a fedora sometimes. I appreciate identity and having personal style brands. Weird, amazing, terrible. I always respect commitment to whatever bit you're into.
They've ranked the Valero Alamo Bowl as the number two gift suite. And I want to get your take on this.
Yep.
So you get the ice shaker bottle, you get the mini helmet, the team panoramic photo, types of things that you can put in your office, or obviously the ice shaker bottle you can take with you wherever you go. You get the $490 MasterCard gift card from University Fan Cards, Dan. Are you a gift card guy?
I mean, who's anti-gift card? I mean, I don't, if I can help it, I don't like giving them out. Yeah. I'd like to think about a more personalized solution for a gift. But in terms of receiving, great.
Yeah. Like if you were on the receiving end of a gift, would you rather it be personalized or would you rather have that flexibility where you can just drop it on whatever?
Personal. I'm not against. I'd rather receive something personal. If Jody came home today with a pizza oven of some kind, with, you know, something, a PlayStation 5. I don't even know if I want a PlayStation 5, but something that it's like, oh man, this is actually a really thoughtful, thank you for thinking of me in this way. This rare pepperoni stick, or this, I don't know, this box of cookies from New York. Like, yeah, this is my favorite place. Thank you for going out of your way. That would be great. If she just handed me a card saying I love you and here's like a gift card, like a Visa gift card, I'd be like, well, okay. You could have done better.
I often take the lazy solution and just go gift card.
But if under the tree this year, Kate had a 4K security camera that with like a 1.4 f-stop or something like that's
now
really bright at night.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh my God. How did I get so lucky? How did I find this person?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
No, you're not wrong. Okay.
Okay, next.
You mentioned the PlayStation. We should talk about the PlayStation. The Fiesta Bowl. Notre Dame and Oklahoma, each of those guys is getting a PS5 console and a TBD game, which, whatever. The games you can download, they're not in short supply, but the PS5 is tough to get your hands on right now, especially in the holiday season.
What? Okay, so you play FIFA. You have one, right?
I have one, yeah.
These are the best-selling PlayStation 5 games. Tell me if you know about any of these, okay?
Probably not.
Far Cry 6, featuring Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad, apparently.
Okay.
I did not know that. FIFA's at number 2.
Okay.
Ghost of Tsushima?
Okay, no.
Do you have any knowledge of Ghost of Tsushima?
I do not.
There's a director's cut version. Which is a new thing to me. Deathloop, also your nickname in high school.
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy at number 5.
Battlefield
2042. Yeah, same. 2K, NBA 2K. Hot Wheels Unleashed at number 8. Madden 22 at number 9. And Demon Slayer, the Hinokami Chronicles from Sega at number 10.
I can't get into the story modes. The games, because like right now, that's a big selling point for those.
When they have celebrities voicing
celebrities,
characters,
the voiceovers, and there's like a whole story arc that you have to go through and live and experience. And I don't have the patience for that.
Yeah, that's tough. You're just like, you're playing a video game and then there's a bounty hunter as played by Bradley Cooper. And he's like, hey, and one more thing before we go. I'm like, what is happening? Why are we doing this?
You hold down X to skip, but then you miss some of the clues that you need to actually beat the game.
Important exposition.
I don't have that kind of patience.
Yeah.
Let's just
play some Bubble Bobble.
That's
be
right.
old.
That's right.
Yeah. The other thing, the worst gift suites or the gift packages, according to SI. The Tax Act Texas Bowl, Nike backpack gift suite, hat and drawstring, belt buckle, cowboy hat, bandana. I'd be thrilled with a cowboy hat. I disagree. Tropical smoothie, cafe, Frisco Bowl gift suite, Herschel backpack, another cowboy hat. I disagree with this place here
Hold on. A Herschel backpack and a Justin cowboy hat.
We've looked up Justin. They seem like they're quality.
They do. They do. And the big game football's not bad.
Fleece hoodie, short sleeve t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, gift suite. Because we don't know what's in the suite, but it's the Holiday Bowl. And also you get the gift of, you know, going to the Sunshine San Diego if you are, well, it's UCLA. It's not that, you're just going down I-5. But NC State, cross country, going to San Diego, not bad. Bahamas Bowl, they think, is one of the worst, and we went over that. And the Cure Bowl, which we went over that. I don't know. I'm good with all of these bowl games.
Well, eventually you come to a point where they're all getting the same stuff.
Right.
And so in this case, you're picking between a string backpack and a deluxe duffel bag. I'd go duffel bag.
Right.
Probably over the backpack.
See, what I want to know with these bowl games is I'm not as interested in the gifts anymore as I am in the experiences, in the activities around. Like if you are playing in the Holiday Bowl, traditionally you'd get to go to SeaWorld or Legoland or something like that. That's awesome. Well, SeaWorld is not, but Legoland is. And if you're in the Rose Bowl, you get to participate in the Beef Bowl. Like, I want to know the novelty eating situations across the bowl calendar. Because you remember, the Beef Bowl is, who eats more beef at this prime rib restaurant? That's incredible. Is there a coconut shrimp eat-off at the Myrtle Beach Bowl? I don't know. I would love to know the activities, especially with the novelty eating exhibitions. That's all. So come on, SI and 247. Hit me with the eatings.
So, Mr. Danta Claus.
Yeah. Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
Yeah, sorry.
I know you're feeling generous this holiday season.
Always.
You have earmarked a few gifts that you'd like to give out to some teams, entities, players, coaches, fan bases, what have you, around college football. It is Christmas Eve as we're dropping this show. It'll be a shorter show than usual. We got to get you on your way to grandmother's house, wherever it is you may be headed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk through your presents. What are you feeling this holiday
First
season?
Of all, Christmas, an especially poignant holiday for you. Did you not make an honest woman out of the solid wife, Kate?
That's right.
Propose to her on Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, yeah. Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. How many years ago are we talking? Quick math. It's 2021. You got married in 2016?
Eight years ago. Yeah.
Whoa.
We're getting old.
8 years ago, when you were merely in your late 40s.
That's right.
Let's go. Okay, these are my five gifts that I'm feeling especially generous this December to remember.
Yeah.
I'm going to start local, Ty. All gifting is local on a certain level. I want to gift Northwestern an actual offensive coordinator with an eye for quarterbacks in the transfer portal or in high school, because this is a Northwestern team who, I looked it up, in terms of points per drive, has not fielded a average, slightly above average, if you're going top 65 in the country, since 2012. It's a long, that was even before you were engaged, Ty.
Yeah.
And two of the past, they had a pretty good, not pretty good, they had a below average but not bad offense with Peyton Ramsey last year when they won the West. But in terms of full seasons, regular years, not that any year is truly regular for a Northwestern fan, but they've had some like complete dud, historic clunkers, like 125th in the country type offense, which is just a waste to me. Like, some teams are bad, but they fielded so many good defenses, or strong, amazing defenses with Mike Hankwitz. I want more entertainment from the Big Ten West, and Northwestern just is not an entertainment provider right now.
So
that's my first gift.
First off, you're going back to the Kane Coulter era.
Which is that who 2012 was?
I believe so, if memory serves.
Okay.
And secondly, you know, you've got an offensive coordinator in John Donovan just hanging out there. Just hanging out there.
Yeah, the 2012 Northwestern team, 10 wins, including a bowl win in Jacksonville over Mississippi State, a loss to Penn State, a loss to Nebraska, a loss in overtime against Michigan, 38-31.
All right, what do we got next?
That was Kyle Prater, the transfer from USC. Next we have, I want Jamie Chadwell or a Jamie Chadwell-type offense at a Power 5 place. So not the full triple, but I want it seasoned with the triple. I want the triple as an element of an offense somewhere. I don't know. Cal, Duke, Vanderbilt, Colorado, somewhere where it's just like, let's infuse excitement.
Infuse excitement. Maybe at Northwestern.
Yeah, I don't know if the footprint is going that wide, but somewhere that it's just like, what do we have to lose? I know Grayson McCall, it's not a replicable thing where, you know, Grayson McCall has been a surprisingly amazing quarterback given his recruiting stature, but I don't know. I want somebody to take a chance, either on Chadwell or who's their offensive coordinator, Willie Korn. Somebody to just like, okay, this is what we're doing. We want some of that DNA in our program. That's what I want.
Okay.
Is that so bad?
No, I love his offense. And yeah. For
but you're somebody who's been anti-triple at a Power 5 place.
I am anti-triple. But the Jamie Chadwell offense is fun as hell because it's everything.
Right.
It's everything. It's all the trends in one package. And so, yeah, if there's a way to transport that over to a new program, perhaps
transpose?
With better talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think transpose is different. But either way,
do something
with the offense and get it at a Power 5 level. That'd be pretty damn cool. And we've been telling people for a year plus now, go watch Coastal. Like, even if you don't care if they win or lose, go watch Coastal.
TV, baby.
They're fun. It's great TV.
Teal Field. I want on-campus stadiums for some notable places that don't have them because it ruins my enjoyment personally as somebody who watches college football both from a competitive standpoint and TV standpoint. You watch the Rose Bowl. Like, UCLA shouldn't be playing in the Rose Bowl. And like, they're never going to fill it. They're just not. They would have like, if they would fill it if they went, you know, 10-2 and 11-1 for six straight years or something like that. But barring that, I mean, it's 100 plus thousand people. It's nowhere near campus. So to get students there, to get energy there, it's just tricky. Pitt, right?
Yeah.
The Pitt campus is not next to Heinz Field. It's across one of those rivers. Pitt's right next to Carnegie Mellon. I did look that up.
Yep.
There is a large, like, what's it called? Like a botanical garden?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do we really need a botanical? let's
just
pave over a
that.
Little bit.
We don't
of
need
it.
The mums. Come on.
Miami, of course, another notable team, which, you know, you'll infuse more energy into a program when you have that campus or campus adjacent stadium. I'm sure there are other examples across the sport where you tune in and there's like a rubbed out Steelers logo at midfield. You're like, Pitt deserves more. Come on. This is the home of Ben DiNucci.
Yeah. Briefly. No, of course. Of course.
Larry Fitzgerald. I'm so bad with confusing Fitzgerald and Fitzpatrick's.
Yeah, no, that's you got it right.
I got it right. So that's what I want. I want more on-campus stadiums. I would gift some of those schools that. I want a random, incredible playoff-ish season for Tennessee. I want to see how bat guano, how bat-s it can get in Knoxville. And I actually look, Ty, the Vols schedule next year. Other than a trip to Athens, is amazing.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I think, so they have LSU in Florida, and has there been a better stretch of years to get, you know, new LSU coach, new Florida? I think it's at LSU, and they have Florida at home. They have Bama at home. Who knows who's staying and who's leaving on the Bama staff? But either way, they're going to likely lose to Alabama. But they have Pitt, so they could... They have Pitt without Kenny Pickett early on in the year.
At Ball State, which is good. That's great.
Yeah. You have the schedule in front of you. Like, you look at that road slate. Other than the trip, I mean, look, LSU on the road is always going to be tough. But breaking in new quarterback, new full-time starting quarterback, I don't know, man. I'm just saying what I want is to see the electricity that Tennessee fans and that fan base pour into the sport when they find themselves 9-1 or whatever in November. I want to know what that feels like because it's been a minute.
The team that I am very curious about now in light of recent news, and I mean, it would obviously be a great stretch to say any kind of playoff type thing for this guys or for these guys, excuse me. South Carolina now with Spencer Rattler is interesting because South Carolina, probably because of their schedule, is not going to go like 9-3.
No.
It's too soon for that. But what I like is they're going to get several bites at the SEC apple. And by that, I mean they've got a road game early against Arkansas. They've got, obviously, Georgia and Kentucky and Florida and Tennessee and the Clemson game to close out the year. Additionally, they've also got a game against Texas A&M in there. They've got Mizzou. So it's a full SEC schedule. They've got some heavy hitters on there just by virtue of being in the conference. They've also got Clemson to close out the season. If they can get things going in a good direction, if they can keep Spencer Rattler upright, and if they can develop some targets for him, that's a dangerous game in a way that we didn't think it would be just like a week ago. And so South Carolina, that if I can put together a little stocking stuffer here last second, me the unprepared Christmas guest, I would say a plucky season for South Carolina led by Spencer Rattler is something that I'm looking forward to and hopeful for in 22. If they can get to like that October stretch of their schedule and be like a curiously prickly kind of team, that'd be a lot of fun.
I think they're still probably a year away from prickly, plucky, feisty, but maybe there'll be a stretch. We got 3-4 game stretch. Just you mentioning Clemson, this is not on my list, but Dabo losing transfers, not taking transfers, not hiring outside after losing Tony Elliott and Brent Venables, his two coordinators, and losing Dan Radakovich, his athletic director. I don't want Clemson to fail. I want Clemson to either fail or succeed wildly. Yeah. I want nothing in between. I want Dabo to be looked at as the person everybody doubted and they were right. Or I want Dabo to be the person everybody doubted and these two guys that he promoted internally, one of whom I think was an analyst to defensive coordinator, to be the smartest dude in the room. I don't want anything in between. I want Clemson back as a killer, or I want Dabo in full... The George Bluth from Arrested Development, Jeffrey Tambor, the dad, where he's like, I made a giant mistake. I have the worst lawyers in the world. It's a terrible impression. But I want nothing in between.
Yeah.
I want fully polarized, galvanized options. That's what I want for Clemson.
You will have that opportunity with Clemson. I mean, Dabo's already been sounding off about the transfer portal, and we know his reluctance to embrace it. Mm-hmm. My sense is that given the state of college football, given the state of the depth chart and some of the injuries they had to weather throughout the past year, the transfer portal is just something that Dabo is going to have to learn to love, even if he doesn't truly love it. And they will they'll have plenty of opportunity again to keep this thing going from the standpoint of their dynasty. They've got a ton of talent, but obviously with coaches walking out the door, with administrative changes as well, Dabo's got his work cut out for him. I don't think it's a picnic moving forward in the way it's been.
I want to gift Texas Tech and their fans with a top 30 defense. Like, if you're a Texas Tech fan and you are 27 years old and you've been a lifelong Texas Tech football fan, well, how would you react to a linebacker or a safety making a tackle in the open field for a loss? Like would you even know that you're allowed to do that as a fan of a football team that has fielded such horrible, like, they're not as low as they were for a good chunk of the Cliff Kingsbury era, but because of the offenses that they've fielded with various coaches, and even at times this year, they had a fun offense. They just had a bunch of injuries. Like, how would Texas Tech fans even react to watching a team that has a pass rush, that has a secondary, that anticipates deeper throws, that, you know, maybe Tim DeRuiter's that guy. He's the new Joey McGuire's defensive coordinator. But I just think it would come as such a shock under the tree to be able to watch a team that dictates a game defensively.
Right.
Like, it would just be out of nowhere. I don't know how you would react. You would react like the kid opening, was it a Super Nintendo in that viral video?
Yeah, where he
and his sister are like, yes! Oh my God, yes! It would be amazing.
It would be very different.
Yeah.
For Texas Tech to have a surprise stingy defense. And to be fair, at the start of the year,
Sure.
it looked as if they might have it. It didn't materialize.
Yeah.
But there was reason, I think, to be optimistic about the defense. It just didn't work. And that's part of the reason why Joey McGuire's there next season, not Matt Wells.
Yeah. No, that would be incredible to see. Somebody just flipping the script in a dramatic way that is so unexpected for that and new for that fan base. I have a bonus one, and I just want new weird traditions. And maybe this is like a prime June show where, like, let's invent some traditions for schools who, you know, could
well, now,
use
no,
it.
Well,
like,
no. Hold on.
This I'm ready. Year's Eve oh, true. So awesome, the stars
have all aligned. Do we need any more new traditions in college football? That's that one true. Worked out really well.
Yeah, man. We'll see how it goes this year. I'm not a TV ratings person that much anymore to like decide whether or not something's successful, but in those specific instances, I'm like, ooh, are people watching the playoff on New Year's Eve? Okay. Now, maybe this year's different. It's not a go out New Year's in the way that perhaps some previous ones were, but yeah, I'd like new like game day traditions because so many schools have like, and I'm not just talking about like everybody wears orange. No. I want to get much strange. Like I want throw tortillas on the field.
Okay.
Like that's a Texas Tech thing. Speaking of Texas Tech, like why can't which hockey team threw octopi? Was that the Wings, the Red Wings?
I think it was the Red Wings.
Yeah. Can we have Baylor fans throw bear claws on the field after the season's first touchdown? Not every touchdown, not every game, but like everybody's just showing up with bear claws for the first Baylor game. And what happens if Baylor gets shut out in that game or they win the game 9-6 and do they all have to go with sad bear claws? It's great.
Yeah.
I want things like that.
I mean, it sounds funny.
Yeah.
But we've seen that happen. We see it happen all the time in college football.
Sure.
The turnover chain.
Right.
Penn
but
State
I want
playing
props.
The white stripes. Like, it's a thing that happens. Programs evolve with respect to traditions and game day atmosphere.
Sure. But, like, I guess I'm going to be very specific about fan props. In the way that Mississippi State fans have their cowbells, clanga, clanga, like, or some Oregon fans, there used to be noisemakers that have been banned from Hudson now. But I want like a new version of a vuvuzela.
No.
Not that, not the specific vuvuzela, but I want like, you know, some Oregon fans be like the duck calls.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. But like you watch any sort of sport, you watch soccer in Europe or something like that, and otherwise reasonably looking humans will come dressed up or will bring like a very strange prop. I'm not advocating that we bring road flares to Minnesota game that are shot off or something like that. But something.
Yeah.
Don't you want that? Don't you want those new traditions in the sport? I do.
I'm down for that.
Fan
I'm totally
props.
Down for that. Fan props. Okay.
Because that gives us sad fan props. Somebody walking out of the stadium. Well, I was anticipating throwing this pastry onto the field, but no, didn't happen. That's what I want. That's something else. So I'm gifting that to the sport. Let's be creative about more fan props.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to post out on one of our social media accounts some of our gifts, some of our ideas for the coming holiday season. We would like to get your suggestions. So please do follow along on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, all the usual hotspots, and comment along. Let us know. What gifts would you like to give college football teams, players, coaches? You know, I mean, we're doing this tongue in cheek, obviously, but try to be festive. Try to get in the holiday spirit. Try to be nice.
Would love that.
Don't forget to follow on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to this show. You can do so on Apple, on Spotify, Google, Stitcher, all the usual hotspots. Again, if you can, please subscribe, please rate, please review the podcast. All that stuff does help us out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and check out verballers.com if you haven't done that already. Mm. And last but not least, solidgiveaway.com. We will draw the winner for that signed Desmond Howard mini helmet after the national championship.
I have nothing to add. This has been on the Solid Verbal airwaves. Thus far, a December to remember.
To remember. For that guy over there, Dan Rubenstein, for myself, Ty Hildenbrandt, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. We'll be back with you next week. In the meantime, stay solid.
Peace.